Then I looked down at the floor. Flash. My silver bullets waiting for me. I unlaced them, slipped my feet in, then relaced them tight. And just like that, I felt different. I was a defender. My mother had even given me a fresh haircut the night before, just for this day, and I hit the bathroom to brush it and see if maybe a few waves were popping out. Or at least make sure it wasn't one of her jacked up cuts. Thankfully, she got it close to perfect. Almost no patches. While primping in the mirror, I heard Aunt Sophie come in. She was hollering about how they were late because she had to make a sign to hold up when I was running. Castle, my mother called from the living room. They here, let's go! I came out the bathroom and my mother almost hit the floor. She put her hand over her mouth, which I only ever saw her do when somebody on one of those movies said something corny about not wanting to live without the other person, and then they kiss. Look at you, Ma said, hugging my neck, her eyes instantly wet. You look like a champion. You look like a superhero, King said. I'm gonna call you Running Man. Yeah, like the dance? Aunt Sophie asked. What dance? I replied, totally confused. Doesn't matter, my mother cut in, now back to business. She grabbed her purse. We gotta go. We went dashing down the block toward the bus stop, only to see the bus pulling off just before we got there. No, Ma shouted, turning toward me. I could tell she wanted to cuss, but she didn't. She just bit her lip, then looked at me and said, I'm so sorry, baby. But it was okay. I had walked it so many times, and I knew that it was only like a 15-minute trek. With all the stops the bus was going to have to make along the way, we could probably get there quicker if we walked anyway. So I told them to follow me as I took the short way for once. Imagine it, my mother in yellow pants with flowers all over them, not scrubs, and lipstick and red cheek stuff on her face, and my aunt with jeans and sneakers with a bright pink t-shirt and a baseball cap, and my cousin King dressed in shorts and a tank top and the same shoes as my beat-up ones, holding a big neon sign. Imagine the three of them following behind me, Castle Cranshaw dressed in an electric blue track uniform. The Defender.